Taylor Wallace here in Studio 1A. I'm here with Big Bill. They've got a residency every Friday in June at the Electric Church. This Friday specifically, they'll be playing with Suspirian, Soaked, and Soda Lilies. Good alliteration. Thank you guys for being here today. What do y'all want to play first?
This is a little song about salads, and it's called What Do You Want on Your Salad? Temple beyond the iron doors. We're all getting salads, man. What do you want on yours? What do you want on your salad? What do you want on your salad? What do you want on your salad? What do you want on yours? We got ranch.
Yeehaw.
We got fridge.
La-la.
We got Italian.
Felicio.
Balsamic.
Hi-ya.
What do you want on your salad? What do you want on your salad? What do you want on your salad? What do you want on yours?
Big buffet, and we got everything.
And croutons. What do you want on your salad? What do you want on your salad? What do you want on your salad? What do you want on yours?
In Studio 1A with Austin's Big Bill. That was What Do You Want in Your Salad? They've got a residency every Friday in June that's happening at the Electric Church. This Friday specifically, they've got Suspirians, Soaked, and Soda Lilies. Yes, Suspirians, Soaked, and Soda Lilies playing with Big Bill this Friday at the Electric Church. And I'm talking to Eric Braden. And Eric, can you introduce us to the rest of the band?
Oh, sure. This is Cody Braden, my brother, on guitar. Alan Lauer is playing drums back there. We've known him for quite a while. He's an okay character. And this is Alex Riegelman, the youngest member of the band.
Excellent. So what do you want on your salad? When that could go two ways. I mean, we've got punk rock, and that a joke song about salad makes sense, especially in Austin, the birthplace of Central Market and potentially the birthplace of kale. And or it could be a song for Yo Gabba Gabba. I don't know. Where did that, the song, what is the inspiration of that song? Also, what do you like on your salad? Do you like salad?
I love salad. I had a salad today. I think you could argue that song is about masculinity.
Okay.
And how, you know, at the end of a day, a hardworking man just wants to go have a salad with the boys.
That's fair.
Actually, could I say mine?
Yes, please.
Because I pinned those lyrics, and I was working at a cafe, and I would always ask people what salad dressing they want, but I always wanted to say, what do you want on your salad? But it always seemed like a little bit rude to put to phrase it that way. So I thought it was a funny thing, and I just kind of...
Maybe if you put a yo on the beginning of that. Excellent. Okay. So you guys have been together since 2012?
Something like that.
And so you guys have released an EP, you guys have released songs, smattering about here and there, obviously playing a lot of shows, and you guys have completed a full-length album. So what's the in-between story of formation to full-length?
Well, my brother and I moved to Austin in 2011. We grew up outside of Houston and had been in different places before that, but ended up there. And we started the band with our friend David. We wrote a song about him called Who Put Dave in the Microwave, which was a minor hit in a few states in the West. That's not true. But he got sick, unfortunately, and we had to replace him with a bass player called Jennifer Monse, who I hope is listening tonight. She's a wonderful person. And she moved away for a while, and we had to get this guy over here. So really, it's a tale of three bassists.
Okay.
But yeah, to answer your question, we've recorded here and there, you know, whenever we can, and we play a lot, and now we're ready to see if anybody would put out our record that we just mastered.
Full-length TBD.
I think it's pretty great. It's 29 minutes long. 10 songs. You got something for everybody.
It's
all
digestible.
The kids, I could eat it in
like a salad.
7 minutes.
In a salad. You could eat it in a salad. We're sitting here in Studio 1A with Big Bill. They're playing a residency every Friday in June at the Electric Church. Specifically this Friday, they're playing with Suspirians, Soaked, and Soda Lilies. But throughout the month, they'll be joined by people like The Hermits, who just changed their name from Upper Deck Pets, Daniel Francis Doyle, and also Vampire. Thank you guys again for being here this afternoon. What can we hear next?
I will also mention it's the Suspirians record release party as well. So, you know, they're great friends of ours. They share a practice space, so we're
awesome.
Excited to have them.
That's Austin's Big Bill in Studio 1A. They've got a residency every Friday in June. Yes, if you love what you hear, you don't just get to see them once. You can see them every Friday this month. This week specifically, they'll be playing with Suspirians. It's their album release show, Soaked and Soda Lilies. Throughout the month, they'll be playing with groups like Vampire, Dallas Francis Doyle, and The Hermits. They just changed their name from Upper Deck Pets. Again, Big Bill, thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman for making this all sound so much better than we would be if we were just doing this raw. Thank you to Deidre Gott for putting it all together. All of this can be checked out later at KUTX.org. Everything you've heard tonight and a bonus song, all at KUTX.org. You're listening to KUTX 98.9, your Austin music experience.